So new subject, ready for a
Sure,
new one? All
sure.
right. I was in a short film this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I got to play the role of a anonymous sort of thug.
You're an extra?
No, I was one of the supporting cast,
Okay.
and there was, I guess there were only four actors in the film. No, five.
What were you billed at? What were you billed?
I think I would have been billed as shared second place.
Oh, that's pretty,
Yeah.
that's in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see how the editing process, I might be cut completely, but then it would be a chase scene with nobody chasing him. So, but the chase scene was pretty cool, and the really fun part about it was that it was up in the Telegraph Hill area of San Francisco,
Ah.
and just a beautiful day. And got to see some really nice scenery, and we got to go like up on these rooftops,
Oh, yeah.
and through these back stairs of these buildings, and around some corners that were just really pretty. And anyway, had a really good Sunday morning, though I did
Cool.
miss the football game.
Yeah.
That it wasn't apparently a good football game, so
No, it was quite disappointing. I actually only watched half of it.
yeah. Well, they came back in the second half, apparently,
Yeah.
but not enough.
We're actually talking about this lunch today. It's like, at what point do you give up on your team? Because it's you never give up, right? But at the same time, it's like, dude, you guys are just done. You know, like you're not playing right. You're not, and it's like, sometimes it's funny when a team is, and maybe I'm a fair weather fan. It's entirely possible.
That sounds like it, eh?
But I don't have a problem necessarily when anybody, for that matter, performs at their level. You know, but it's when you perform at a level that's below what you should be performing at that is frustrating to watch. You know, it's like a rebuilding year is a rebuilding year, and that's fine. You know, but it's like at least there's like some highlights or some sparks, you know, or like some magic that happens when like everything clicks right. And when everything clicks wrong, that's fine. But it's like when you make dumb mistakes, or when you're just like, I know you could make that play, or I know you could just execute in this way, and you're not. It's just disappointing. You know, it's just like you're disappointing everybody around you. And that's when I give up. Like this weekend, there were a couple routes. It was like I think Oakland lost like 30 something to zero.
That's not really new.
But I mean, or was it 30 something to 10? Or 40 something to 10? It was basically just over. You know, and the Bears lost so early in the game. Like probably, you know, I read a couple recaps online, and it was like it was over. There's a line that says it was over when. You know, and sometimes when it's a really close game, it'll be like, oh, it was over in the fourth quarter when, you know, so and so turned the ball over, and then they had the ball for the rest of the quarter. You know, for these two games, they both had this synopsis that was like, it was over when in the first minutes of the second half. You know, so basically the game has been going for 30 minutes. There's 30 more minutes to play, and it's over. You know, and it's like, oh God, that's just so sad. You know, like why, what are you guys doing? Like, why are you guys so bad? That you are not playing up to you. And it's the thing is, I guess that's not even a fair question. It's like, it's not that you guys are bad because you guys played good games up until this point. You know, you've had moments of like really great playing, but then it's like sometimes just like mental lapses, you know, and it's so frustrating to see anybody play like that. It's very strange.
Yeah, I agree that it can be really frustrating, but I don't think you give up on your team.
No,
If
I.
you like the sport, then you have your team and you stick with them, I think.
But what is it? I
And
mean, like, it's not like I'm vested, you know? Like, I mean, this giving up business, I mean, it's like, you know, okay, I gave up on them, I turned the TV off, you know? And I'm still gonna root for them, and I'm still like,
Okay, so you're not really giving up on him. You're just not watching the
I'm just
game.
that I have no hope for them to win this game and
Okay, all
possibly the
right.
rest of the season. Like,
Well,
you
that,
know,
yeah.
like, I mean, luckily our team has not lost in such a fashion that, like, I've just completely lost faith in the team yet. But it's like, maybe when they lose their 40-0 game, I'll be like, all right, you know what? That's disgusting, and I'm not watching you guys anymore.
Well,
I have better things to do.
but here's the thing, like, our division is not very good. And therefore, our team, even though not very good, is at the top of the division.
Right.
And it's like, well, all we have to do is be a little better than the last team, and we're going to the playoffs, where we'll probably get destroyed. But and there's a lot of season left. So you could say, well, maybe we'll grow, maybe we'll fix some of the holes up and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess it's just like if you just kind of like maybe transfer this to anything else, like you know, your friends or even your relatives or whatever, if they
when do you give up on your friends and relatives?
Well, yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, and that's the thing, right? Like,
we're getting down to it.
If I saw you like making mistakes, you know, I think it's like this kind of stuff happens when like there's family crises or friendly, you know, like basically when you get to the point where you have an
intervention. Friendly crises?
Well, I was trying to think of the word for like non-family, but but you know, like when you have an intervention.
Do you want to smoke some crack?
Scott, I've given up on you. After this podcast, no more.
It's over.
But yeah, like when you have an intervention, for example, it's like, look, we're all here for you. We've seen you do good.
Right.
We've seen you lost your way. You need to like turn around. Something needs to change.
Right.
And like what you've done to us, your fans, you know, like your personal fans, your personal like we
friends
are always,
and family.
Yeah, we are there, and like we're always rooting for you. And it's like you are like making it very, very difficult to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like if you don't do these things, at least show us that you're trying, then we have to give up on you. That's what an intervention is, I think. I mean, I've never been to one, but I just like, you know, on TV, you know.
I don't know, because I think it would be pretty hard to full-on give up on somebody you love. Well, I don't know, man.
But,
like,
I mean, it's like the tough love approach, I suppose, right? And it's like, obviously, this is not, like, something you do in, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, you know, I'm tired of you not cleaning the dishes. Like, we're not, you know. It's like, this is something very serious, you
right,
know. This
right.
is like, I think when it refers to, like, things like alcoholism or drug abuse or whatever it happens to be, you know, it's like, you know, this is a perceived pattern over the last few years, and you've really, not only that, but you've really like hurt everybody in your family.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, maybe it happens to be that your win-loss record is not very good. Your draft picks are not good. You know, you've been abusing all your teammates and the people in the area and the city that sponsors your stadium or mm-hmm. whatever. Or it's like, yeah, you've been drinking too much. You've been missing a lot of appointments. Like, I've been bailing you out all this time. Like, I've been, you know, maybe me personally, I've given you tens of thousands of dollars because you can't make your bills. You can't do this. You can't do that. It's like, the alternative is almost, like, hard to conceive because I know you'd basically be out on the street. But it's like, look, at some point, I can't keep doing this anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had a friend who, he was a childhood friend, and we sort of lost contact. I mean, not lost contact completely, but we stopped, you know. He moved away for a while, then he moved back, and this was like in, like, we were really good friends, I'd say, in like the elementary school days, and our parents were good friends, so that's how more or less the contact was kept, even though they moved away. And then came back, and I would see him occasionally in high school, and, you know, I could tell we were sort of growing in different directions. But then in college, he had sort of he made some bad decisions, and he had basically a bad reaction. I think he did some drugs, and he had a bad reaction, and it may have triggered something, but he ended up being diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. And you know, had a lot of problems, like basically life collapsed, you know,
right,
and the guy's
right.
like 20 years old or 21 years old, something like that. And it was one of those situations where it's like, well, I haven't even really hung out with this guy as a friend since we were 9,
right.
you know?
Right.
Like, I've seen him, and like when we saw him, we hung out, and it was fine. But like I said, we were going in sort of different directions and whatever. And then it was like, here's an issue where it's not even like, sure who you are anymore. Are you still the same person you were? Like, what, you know? And there was just so many issues involved there. There were times when his mom passed away, sadly, and there were times when I remember I would get a call from him in the middle of the night, and his dad did sort of the tough love approach, you know?
Right, right.
Where it's like, we're not gonna bail you out. You have to play by these rules or nothing. And he'd call me up, and it would be like, I'm homeless. And I was like, geez, well, I'm not gonna, like, and this would be, I would be home for a vacation or something like that, home from college, and it would be like, I have a little brother here, you know, I'm not gonna bring you home to
right.
my, so I would, like, get him a hotel room for the night.
Right, right.
You know? But it's like, do you leave someone hanging when they're calling you? And like, here's a guy, like, it's not like we were best friends growing up in high school. You know, we were best friends from when we were 5 to 7 or something like that. You know, like, in a sense, it's sort of like I don't really even know the guy anymore.
Right, and I think, you know, I think you kind of hit it on the head there, because it's like, yeah, you just don't let any people down. You know, it's like if people come to right. you for help, it's very difficult to like say no, like, I'm not going to help you, especially when you're in a position to do so.
Yeah,
you know, but I think like. And it sounds like his dad, I mean, I can only imagine that his dad did the exact same thing, you know, and it's like you personally have not gone through the disappointment that he has given his dad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like maybe, I don't know how it turned out, but like, you know, if he ended up disappointing you like 3 or 4 times or like,
right.
you know, maybe he trashed his hotel room completely, mm-hmm. you know, and like you ended up paying the bill for like $1,000, like, you know, and this happened several times. And
that's why I deal in cash.
Right.
Cash only.
Cash only, fake IDs. My name is William. William Scott. But yeah, like, I mean, you personally have to be disappointed, right? And I think
right.
probably these interventions, like, you have to get everybody on the same page. It's like, look, we've all been disappointed. And I can imagine that there's probably 1 or 2 people who are like, let's give another chance. And like somebody's like, no, we're not giving another chance. You know, you'd like all be on the same page, right?
Yeah,
you all have to like this united front. We're like, I'm not going to help you unless you do these things. So I don't know. How did it work out? Did he like get his stuff together or what?
You know, I mean, I think for the most part, he's on the mend. He's, you know, he deals with, you know, medications and stuff like that now. And so there's... it's hard, I think, to unless there's some, you know, long-term cure or anything, like, you know, the medications don't make you normal.
No,
they make you it so you don't have whatever hallucinations you were having,
but at the cost of something else.
Right. Yeah, you know, you're not 100% there, but you know, it's like, now I see him every once in a while, he's a good guy. You know, and definitely I think there's some struggle there, and it's like crashed so far, you know, from basically being in a position where he could have done anything. You know, he's going to a good college and could have done whatever he wanted, to being much more dependent,
yeah.
you know, in his life. And that's something that's hard to figure out when you ask, like, at what point do you cut and run? You know, it's like, well, okay, yeah, like you said, I'm not getting calls every weekend, and
right.
and
right.
but I do get calls every once in a while
for help, you know? Or just like checking in.
Well, earlier for help, now it's sort of more like, you know,
right.
But there's always that worry when I get that call, like, uh-oh, could this be, you know, like, hey, I got kicked out of the, you know, apartment I was staying at or something like that, you know, which is a tough thing to deal with. And so, but I don't know. I mean, I think that when someone asks you for help, you got to find a way to give them something, I think.
No, you definitely do. I mean, like, if somebody asks me for help, like, I will go, I feel like I'll drop pretty much anything, or at least I'll try. If I know that there's no other solution other than me helping, you know, like, maybe I know that, like, look, why don't you just do this? Or, like, maybe they haven't thought about it.
Right.
And it's like, hey, do this, 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 this. And it's like, oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, I have, and this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened. It's like, all right. Then yeah. I guess then that's why I'm here for you, you know? But I think, yeah, it's like, you know, if they're reset to a different status level, and they're down there, and it's like, all right, well, you know, you had a lot of potential, and you screwed it up, you mm. know, somehow, you know. And, like, everybody screws up at some point or the other. You know, some of us pay more dearly for it than others. That's the only difference, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
But let's say he screwed up very dearly, but it's like, now he's on the way up, or at least where he is. He's stable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, and at that point, that's the difference between what we were talking about before. And it's like, okay, this is where you were at, and you're performing at the level that I expect you to perform at. Like, I'm not disappointed with you anymore, because it's like, you made that mistake, it's gone by.
Right.
You know, there's
right.
nothing we could do about it, it's in the past.
Right.
But it's up to you now to basically, you have a commitment to me and to everybody around you now to perform at your best, or at least do as well as you can given what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start throwing away that opportunity, or, like, you know, start making mistakes again.
So if the person himself gives up.
Yeah, I guess that's the difference. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. You know, it's like when it's apparent to me that that person has given up, or they're just performing very poorly, and it's for mistakes that are not, you know, acceptable. Mm. You know, then it's like, all right, well, then I've given up on you as well. I mean, I guess that's an interesting way of putting it, because like they've already given up on themselves by the way they're acting or performing. It's just that it's not, you know, it's not said out loud. But I mean, in essence, that must be what happened.
Bringing it back to the original point, do you think a sports team is ever really giving up on themselves? Maybe they are. I don't know.
I mean, it's like, you know, when you make these mistakes and you when you like kind of like act like this way, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, in a sense,
it's
you
an
are.
Attitude thing. Though,
it's, I mean, it's like, you know, instead of going for
with
the
sports, I'm talking.
Yeah, about. Well, instead of making like simple plays, or you know, taking it play by play, step by step, don't go for the big thing. You know, don't like, I think, and this is, yeah, like it works both ways. Like you can kind of think of a person trying to make that big play, trying to make that big deal, right, to like kind of like, oh, all I need is my ship to come in. Yeah. You know, that expression.
I just need to look sober long enough to make this deal.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Or I just need $100 more. And if I make $100, then like this whole thing is going to like take place. And it's like, no, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
What you need to do is you need to like get your $7 an hour job, you know, and like just work at it and be very slow and methodical and get where you need to go in a very, you know, steady pace. You know, and like maybe it's not, I mean, $7 an hour is not very good for somebody who's making their way in the world, you know, and not and who is not dependent on anybody else. You know, maybe if you're in high school or in college and you know you're like just starting out, it's like not really a full-time job, but like, you know, you're kind of hoping for a little more than that at some point. But I mean, like, let's not go for the big kill. Let's go for something small and short.
Right. Let's sustain ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm so fortunate as of right now to have never been in a position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, I can just, I mean, I, maybe I'm just being a real big, not understanding jerk right now. And it's possible, you know, but.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that we're sort of getting at something with the whole, like, if you're giving up on yourself thing, then that's really hard to, that's hard to forgive in a way, you know, or even not forgive, you know, maybe you can be compassionate towards that. But if someone has given up on themselves, then do you accept them on as a total dependent, you know, like, when they have the capacity to not be a total dependent?
Yeah, that's, you know, the most, and that's kind of what I was saying. It's the most disappointing thing when you have all this so-called potential, and you refuse to live up to it.
Yeah.
So, believe in yourself, and that doesn't mean like, you know, I could do it. It just means, hey, get your stuff together, get your day-to-day stuff going, and don't go down. Go at least level.
Keep it on the level, folks. All right, should we call it there?
Yeah.
You can write in with your hate mail. irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
Well, maybe people were misspelling it. It's I, not irregular.
Irregular search for truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Two R's in that. Yeah, aren't there?
Yeah.
irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com. And this has been Scott.
And Sachin.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.